This one more time.
All right.
Let me make sure it stays recording. Okay. It says that means it's recording, right?
I think so.
It should be. Okay, it's recording.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, everyone. So me and Isabel just recorded like the first, however, like 7 minutes of our podcast, and it got deleted. So we're gonna do it again. So today we are ranking Lana Del Rey's entire discography. We're gonna break it down. We're gonna share our thoughts and opinions as big OG Lana stands before TikTok and the bandwagon came along.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I definitely don't gatekeep Lana Del Rey. I would never do that. Ever.
I think it's so hard to avoid because there's like so many people on Tumblr during, I don't know if you were on Tumblr.
Oh, of course I was on Tumblr.
Yeah. Peak Lana Del Rey face. I feel like there's a lot of people who don't listen to her anymore, but they still have her. And plus, like, Summertime Sadness, everyone knows that
obviously
song.
Obviously. No, obviously.
Like, that was tearing up the clubs.
Exactly. That was tearing up the clubs. So, yeah. So, we started, we're going to do our album rankings. So, do you have your thoughts organized for this now?
Oh, yeah. No. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, Lust for Life.
Okay.
Number two, NFR. Number three, Born to Die. Number four, Ultraviolence. Number five, Honeymoon. Number six, Paradise. But I don't want to add an official ranking just because it's a little bit shorter than the other ones.
Yeah.
And I don't have as much like.
I just grouped them together, Born to Die and Paradise.
And then finally, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, because I did not really listen to that album for the most part. I listened to it once and I said, I don't really like this.
Yeah, it's not a good song. Okay, so now we are going to do mine, so, or it's not a good album. Okay, so my album ranking is number one, Ultraviolence, number two, NFR, number three, I put Born to Die and Paradise together because they're the same in my head, number four, Honeymoon, number five, Lust for Life, but those might be switched around too because I just don't listen to either of them as much, and then for number six, obviously, Chemtrails Over the Country Club because that was a disaster, and I did not like it.
It's just, the one song that I really heard promoted a lot was
10 of the Enemies of Business Cover.
It was only 19.
Yeah.
I don't think it's her strongest lyric, especially when she's coming off NFR, like, which was Oscar,
Grammy
nominated. Like, coming off, it was just a disappointment. Like, it was.
Yeah, I think she just ran out of things to do.
Yeah, she released them too close.
Yeah.
They were back to back.
For sure, for sure. And now she's doing, like, three albums now.
Oy.
Or no, not three. She's doing Blue Banisters and then Rock Sweet Candy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no.
Blue Banisters is already out.
She should take her poetry break again. She wrote a little poem book.
Yes.
She needs to take another one. Refresh
her mind.
Of course,
of course. How do you feel about her, like, cancelable things?
Oh.
Do you think she deserves it?
It depends on what we're considering cancelable.
Okay, how do you feel about cultural appropriation and Lana Del Rey?
I don't like her. The Ride music video, as much as I love it, as iconic as it is, I don't think the headdress it was very tacky, very choogy, as one might say.
I thought it was choogy, too. I was like, why would you, like.
It's just so, like, especially when it didn't have anything to do with Native Americans. Like, it was just her.
No, literally.
It was just out there.
Yeah, she was just trying to make a statement.
And then, like, she tries to make it up by, like, donating very little of the proceeds to her poetry book, I think it was.
Yeah.
Or, like, she was, like, doing live poetry readings. And
yeah.
She's like, oh, I'll donate, like, 6 cents from everything. But the thing wasn't expensive. Or she was like, I'll donate half the proceeds. And it's just, it felt very empty as a gesture.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, her whole, do you remember the thing she posted on Instagram that was, like, attacking a bunch of female artists, but, and most of them happened to be women of color, but she claims it wasn't on purpose.
Okay, here's the thing. I think she was putting them down. I don't agree with what she said, because I think a lot of the thing has to do with her perceiving her art as more original, as more creative than rap music, but I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of them were almost empowering in their own way, and I think putting other female artists down just because they don't maybe tackle the same genre as she does, that threw me off.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that more, like, she was, like, attacking them because she was, like, all, like, I talk about, like, I get, like, accused of, like, romanticizing, like,
abuse and stuff,
but, like, these people aren't when they're, like, talking about, like, pimping themselves out and, like, doing all these crazy things, like, in their songs, and I was, like, I don't know. I, like, do you think she romanticizes abuse?
I don't think she does. I mean, some of her songs, like, Lolita, you don't name a song Lolita unless,
or, like, Ultraviolence.
Yeah, Ultraviolence. I don't think she romanticizes abuse, but I definitely think she plays off of themes
yeah
that include accounts of abuse.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but I also think that, like, she's not gonna, like, turn some 12-year-old who's on Tumblr, like, listening to, like, it's, she's not, no one's gonna listen to Lana Del Rey's music and change their lifestyle. It's more that, like, they listen and relate to their music because of how their life already is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, personally, I, as a 13-year-old on Tumblr, was very much, like, Lana Del Rey, Lolita aesthetic, and I think, yeah, as a kid, you don't really pick up on that stuff, but now, looking back, I'm like, oh, that,
you're
was,
like, oh, yeah,
that was a little
spicy, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to our Holy Trinities. We already talked about this, but we're gonna talk about it again. So for Born to Die, I put Video Games, Off to the Races, and Blue Jeans. An honorable mention I put was Radio. Blue Jeans, Isabel and I previously agreed that lyrically it is not the strongest, but it's such a bop.
Oh yeah, no. And then for mine, I put Lucky Ones, This Is What Makes Us Girls, and Video Games, obviously the OG.
Yes.
And then honorable mentions, Born to Die, have to include self-titled, and Off to the Races.
Yes, I love Born to Die. That was like one of the first songs that I listened to in this album besides Video Games. But we also said how Without You is, no, Lucky Ones. Yeah, both of them are underrated.
Yeah.
So, and within her Lucky 3, good thing she put Lucky Ones because that one deserves more credit than it gets.
I love Lucky Ones. I think it's probably,
I love it too.
It's the song I listen to the most from Born to Die, at least now in my life. Like, I listen to more of her later albums.
Right.
I find, like, I don't listen as much to the early stuff because I overplayed it for myself as a kid. Like,
oh, yes.
But I still listen to Lucky Ones, right, pretty frequently.
As you should. Okay. Paradise.
Ooh, Ride, obviously. Yes. Can't go wrong with Ride. I put Blue Velvet and Gods and Monsters.
Yes. So I love Gods and Monsters. That's an honorable mention. Blue Velvet is also an honorable mention. What I always used to do was listen to Bel Air and then Blue Velvet because I feel like they go together even though they're not, like, next to each other in the album. I don't know how to explain it. They have, like, the same energy. Okay, so I put Ride, Bel Air, and Yayo. Mm-hmm. I love Yayo. That's all. And I love Ride. Ride is such a good song.
Ride, the music video, like, I don't like the headdress part. But
I really like the interlude.
Oh my god, the beginning.
I have it up there, did you see? I believe in the person I want to become.
Oh my god. Cringy moment from freshman year, but I was watching the music video on repeat, and I, like, wrote an essay, like, based off of, like, the...
No, you should have. The thing is that, like, I saw someone on TikTok wrote their college essay saying, like, it was how they relate to the Ride music video by Lana Del Rey, and they, like, broke down all this stuff, and, like, they got into college, like, wish I did that.
I did this for my humanities class, and Mr. Sheridan did not like it.
He didn't.
So,
yeah, he wouldn't.
I don't think it really related to the prompt. The prompt was about faith, or, like, fate. Yeah, it was about fate.
I think that relates to the prompt.
I think it does,
too. But not for Mr. Sheridan.
Not for Mr. Sheridan. No. He did not agree.
Okay. So do you want to do the Ultraviolence ranking now?
Oh, yeah, Ultraviolence. Number one, Ultraviolence. Number two, Brooklyn Baby. And then number three, Bleep, My Way Up to the Top.
Good. I agree with that. So for Ultraviolence, I put There's a Lot because I couldn't do just three, but, like...
Yeah, it was your number one.
Okay, so Brooklyn Baby and Old Money are definitely up, mm-hmm, very up there. But Shades of Cool, Black Beauty, West Coast.
Oh, I love West Coast.
Ultraviolence. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Black Beauty, Justice for Black Beauty, Justice for the Other Woman. That one's so, like, cinematic.
The Other Woman. Oh my
it's
God.
It's just such a pretty song.
It is.
I love Florida Heroes. That's such a bop. It gets really bad ratings, though. Like, whenever because I always, like, read, like, critics, I don't know, mm-hmm, opinions and stuff, and they're always like, this is a song about the cocaine dealing in Florida. Like, it's not classy. And I'm like, it's Lana Del Rey. Like, it's Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, the thing about her is, like, she puts on, like, obviously her earlier stuff has the whole, like, Trailer Park Beauty, like, sort of aesthetic theme to it. And at the same time, but there's, like, such a parallel between her musical origins, where she was, like, living in the trailer parks, and her, progression, because some of them, like, Bel Air, like, I think that's, like, a classy song.
Well, the thing is, I think she, like, goes back and forth. I feel like it's just, like, it's, like, she's, like, finding men to give her money, and then, like, being, like, like, what good, I don't know. I do know what you mean, though. Like, I feel like some of it's very, like, refined and, like, Old Money, like, they're, like, like, that's all, like, Nantucket-y, but then, like, 42 is, like, the opposite, yeah.
It's, like, Nantucket versus... I don't know, my family moment. Like, I'm going, there's just such a, like, dichotomy, I think, in the songs between, like,
No, and I like that she sings about that, because I feel like, mm-hmm, a lot of like, a lot of singers who talk about money, it's, like, they just talk about, they're, like, oh, like, my chains, like, whatever, like, mm-hmm. if it's just, like, rappers and stuff, but I feel like not a lot of people have, like, nailed it over the head with, like, I guess, like, class, like, I don't know.
Old,
you know what
money,
I mean?
New
old
England
money, yeah, 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 you know what I mean? So, I like that about her. You can relate to that here in Wilton.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sitting in my bedroom in Wilton, but, no, I'm kidding. Okay,
What's up next? Honeymoon?
Yes.
Okay, Honeymoon, my top three, High by the Beach, Salvatore, and Art Deco.
Okay.
I love Salvatore. Like, I just... That's just such a, like, banger for me. I'll play that in the car all the time.
Like, Salvatore. Yeah, the thing for me is like, the sound... This is so bad. I just, like, can't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't listen to it seriously. Like, I feel like I'm listening to, like... You know, like, when you're, like, listening to a British rap song and you can't take it seriously?
Because,
like,
the accent?
I don't know. It's just, like, I don't know. I just, like, cannot take it seriously. When she, like, starts talking Italian and stuff, I'm, like, no.
It's, like, the haunted, like, vibrato. She's, like, ciao, amore.
No, exactly. No, like, that literally, it's just so, yeah, I don't like that. And then, what were the, Art Deco, love that. And then High by the Beach, that was my shit in 8th grade.
Oh, man, no,
in
same.
In 8th grade, but, like, now I'm, like, okay, I over-listened to it, and now it's, like, done. So I know this is unpopular, but I put Honeymoon, Terrence Loves You, and I really like the interlude on it.
The interlude is good.
The interlude is very good. I just like interlude songs. But yeah, I do really like Honeymoon. I think it's a good title track.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to do Lust for Life now?
Oh, this yes. Is your top three. My favorite album.
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow Never Came.
Yes.
When the World Was at War, We Were Dancing, and Love, and then my honorable mention, my freshman year ballad was White Mustang, so I have to do it justice.
Yes.
But, oh man, Lust for Life, my favorite.
I love Lust for Life.
It's like, oh my god.
It's just such a pretty song.
It is. There is just, oh, that entire album, there's a reason it's my number one. I don't know. I never get tired of it. I think the features were really great, like, with Sean Ono, like,
I feel like you have the same vibe as that album. Like, if you were a walking album, like, it would be that. I don't know how to explain it. Like, just, like, I don't know. It's, like, low-key hippie, but, like, new, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just like it.
I appreciate it.
No, it's a good album. Okay, I put Get Free, Lust for Life, and Cherry. I love Cherry.
Okay, Cherry.
Yeah, and I love Get Free. I don't know, like, I didn't start listening to it more often, like, very recently, but I do love that. You know what I think is, like, was a disappointment from that album, honestly? Beautiful People with Beautiful Problems, because I was like, Lana Del Rey, Stevie Nicks, seriously, can I come up with something better?
Oh my god, yeah, no, that was a disappointment. Here's the thing, though, I feel like they have similar vibes, but their music that they usually produce is just very different.
For sure.
Because you wouldn't...
Well, like, Fleetwood Mac is, like, light and airy and has, like, a happier undertone, I feel like.
Yeah, no, and plus, Stevie Nicks, it's... You wouldn't see Lana Del Rey performing at Woodstock. She just doesn't really match
the vibe. No, exactly. Yeah. And I also think that, like it was obviously, like, her music is from, like, 20, 30 years ago. Like, or not 20 years. Like, 30, 40 years ago. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be the same. But, yeah, I don't know. I was just, like, seriously, like, the two of them couldn't come up with something better. I don't know. It was just, like, kind of lame. Okay. Do you want to do NFR now?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. I have a lot for this.
Okay. Number one, Happiness is a Butterfly.
Yes.
Number two, Mariner's Apartment Complex.
Yes.
Number three, Next Best American Record.
Okay.
Number four, my honorable mention is the rest of the album, because it's by far one of my favorites, I guess.
Good. Okay, so for number one, I put Venice B, because that is, I think that's my favorite Lana Del Rey song. I just love it so much. And then I put Hope is a Dangerous Thing.
For a woman like me.
Yes, to have, but I have it. Yes, I love that song. I don't know. I just really like it. And then I put... Mariner's Apartment Complex, Happiness is a Butterfly, The Greatest is really good.
Oh my
really
gosh,
really good. You have to, yeah,
I just love
NFR. I just love the whole album. It's so good.
It was definitely Grammy worthy.
Oh, for sure. Cinnamon Girl.
Oh yeah.
How to Disappear.
Oh my, that's the thing, there's so many honorable mentions.
There's so
for
many
that
honorable
one.
mentions. The only ones that I like never listened to are the popular ones, like Doing Time. Like, it's okay.
I didn't like Doing Time.
I didn't really like it. And then what was the other one called?
NFR, like,
no.
Norman.
I like NFR, I really
I
like
do,
NFR.
Too.
Oh, Fuck It, I Love You, that one, I'll pour that out. it was okay. Like, I think it got way too much hype.
Yeah, it wasn't lyrically the strongest. I definitely think there's a lot of stronger. There's Norman effing Rockwell. It's just, like, such a good
lyrically
album.
Lyrically, it's so strong.
It
oh,
is.
I thought you meant the song. But yeah, the song is lyrically strong, but so is the album.
Yeah, the entire album is just,
yeah.
Like... Wow, no, I think I have to put Lust for Life as my Yeah. Number one, for nostalgia purposes.
Yes, of course.
But NFR is definitely, I think, her magnum opus. Like, that is her best work.
The thing is that I wish, though, that she had made... This is going to sound so annoying, but I wish that she'd made the aesthetics of the whole thing better, because aesthetically, I think it's the least, like... I don't know, like, it's just, like, kind of, like, a musty aesthetic. I don't know how to explain it. Like, well, no, because the thing is like, like, in all, like, the pictures and, like, I don't know, like, they all have, like, the cars and everything, and then it's just, like, her on a random boat being, like, ugh,
the
like,
classic cars. I get...
I like the classic cars. I wish she kept it going.
Yeah, the Norman Rockwell one,
like, the album cover just wasn't that great, and, like, I don't know, I just like the vibes more of her other albums, even though... It's like grown up wanted, all right. I think maybe that's why it's like her as a mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so maybe that's why it's like more like it's kind of choogy. Yeah, it's kind of choogy.
No, and I think I get she's playing off the artist Norman blanking Rockwell, but I feel like I don't know if it was just that was her inspiration for the album, but I feel like she could have done it without the like sort of artist branding. Like, why did she really have to like go off with like? His, because, like, even, like, looking at the album
the
cover.
The pop art, yeah.
The pop art sort of vibe, aesthetic. It's just not.
Also, like, who's the dude? Like, what's
who
the,
is he?
Like, the thing is, like, she talks about being alone this entire freaking album, and then there's, like, some dude on the cover, and it's, like, the it first time. Sense. It's the first time she hasn't been alone on the album cover.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, you know what I mean? I just didn't really love the era, but the music is so good.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, the guy on the album, now that I'm looking at him, it took me a while to figure out. He reminds me of Bill Hader for some reason.
I agree. That is a correct statement. That is a correct statement.
Okay, but era-wise, what are we thinking? What are your ranks?
Era-wise, let me look at my wall. Probably first would be Paradise. Then I would put Paradise. Then I would put Ultraviolence. Then I would put Born to Die. Then I would put Honeymoon. Then I would put Lust for Life, just because that's how I relate to it. Mm. Not because I think that... Like, I think the whole Woodstock thing is cool, but, like, that's just, like... Like, I don't know, that's just, like, how I, like, I don't know, my life. Like, I just, like, yeah. I want it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get
like,
it.
When you, like, want to be Juana Del Rey and you're, like, trying to, like, it's just, like, I'd rather, like, I don't know, I just love Paradise vibes.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, I'm not as, like, you're obviously a big fan of Paradise, I'm not so much.
Yes.
But I guess I could agree with that.
Yeah.
For me, I think my top era, Born to Die, that's, like, the OG.
Interesting, okay.
That was, I think...
I thought it was a good era for her.
It was, it definitely was, and I think it's just the beginning, Lana, the video games music video, that
oh,
is just...
Oh, I love the video games music it's video, such, yeah.
It's such the beginnings, it's, like, her... I guess seeing her growth as an artist, like, obviously I don't like NFR as an era, but seeing her growth as an artist, like, Born to Die is just such, like, middle school aesthetic for me. Like,
no, I know.
That was, like, what I was striving
no,
for.
No, and I what I really like about it is how I feel like with a lot of artists, like, their first, like, their, like, debut album, like, isn't always the best, and then, like, they get better and better. But she was always good. Like, that
yeah,
was
she just started right off the bat.
You know what I was confused about? I don't understand why she wouldn't release the original, like, self-titled album that was, like...
Like, her Lizzie Grant stuff?
Yeah, the Lizzie Grant stuff. Like, I've listened to it, but, she doesn't have it, like, she released it on Apple Music for 2 months and then took it off.
Yeah.
I was just, like, that, I don't know, I just thought it was weird, I don't know. I was, like, okay.
I wish we got to see more of that, because I think...
Yeah, exactly.
Because the thing is...
That could have been an era in of its own.
It really should have, and if she just, like, released the albums on streaming platforms, like, obviously you hear the tidbits and stuff on the TikTok audios.
No, exactly, yeah.
Like, but I wish... Because that's the thing, Born to Die really is just so strong for a debut album that it feels like it shouldn't be a debut album.
It should, yeah. I also, oh, so I have this podcast that I follow on Spotify that has all of, like, the unreleased Lana Del Rey songs on. I can send it to you.
Okay.
But, like, it's still annoying because the thing is that, it's, like, I'll add it to the playlist and then they, like, magically disappear and then the other days they'll just, like, come back on. I'm like, where have you been? Like, they just, like, come back and disappear. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, it's, like, this weird glitch with Spotify. I don't know. Okay, so do you want to do... Can you do a chemtrails ranking or no?
I think I can say Tulsa Jesus Freak is the only one I enjoyed from the album. Like, that I, like, really, like, would listen to. Like, it's in my playlist.
You would choose to listen to it,
Yeah. Then, I guess, like, obviously, the album, what's it called? Album title. Chemtrails Over the Country Club. Like,
yeah.
The song itself, it's okay, but...
I liked it for, like, a day, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I just thought she was, like... I don't know how to explain it, but it made me almost mad that she started talking about astrology in it, because I was like, you're trying way too hard to, like, please, like, teenage girls right now. I don't know how to explain it, you know what I mean? Because everyone's obsessed with astrology right now, and then she's like, my sun is in Cancer, and, like, my Leo is Moon, and, like, that's, like, the whole chorus of the song, and I'm like,
Oh my God.
I'm like, why? I'm like, why are you trying to, like, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, like, it just made me mad. I was like, just, like, be your own person, like, stop going off based on, like, whatever is gonna please your audience.
Can we talk about how bad her album and single covers have been recently. The PixArt ones.
Okay, I like Blue Bannisters.
Blue Bannisters, okay. I'll admit, it's okay. But some of them, oh, man. No, what was it? The one that got...
Textbook. I don't know.
Oh, you want to know what a super great song? It's a single. Looking for America. I love
I've never listened to it.
Never listened to it? Oh, yeah. No, you have to listen to it. Like, I've cried to that song so many times.
Oh, my God. I'm really into, or not like, I think really into it's an exaggeration, but do you like Summertime, the Gershwin version? It's way better than, it's just doing time, but like the, like, I don't know, like more like Lana Del Rey style version.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I've heard it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's like not great, but it's like good.
Okay.
I just don't really like her singles.
Yeah, no, her singles are okay. I think Looking for America is the only one I really like.
Yeah.
Do you have any like favorite remixes? Like, I don't know if you listen to the remixes.
I like, there's a certain, Dark Paradise one. I don't know what it's called though. It's just like a pop version, like a more poppy version. Mm-hmm. It's like a more like hip hop. Like, I don't know what I heard it on, probably TikTok. But no. But like I can think of like the whole thing in my head. Why? What's your favorite remixes?
Oh, okay. I like the Cedric Garvey. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He did the remix of Young and Beautiful, and I like that one.
That probably that sounds good.
And then there was another one. I'm looking through it now. The whole Ride remixes album I thought was really good. I liked the 14th one.
Yes,
but
for sure,
Summertime Sadness, obviously.
Love that song.
It's
so good. Yeah, I feel like I have to say though, it being the mainstream song ruined it for me.
Yeah, but I think it's also the only Lana song I can play without getting like super like in my
feels, you know.
Yeah, like no. It's the only one I could. If I wanted to play Lana in the car and it was like meant to be a good day,
yeah,
I would not put on.
Like, Old Money. Yeah, no. You would have put on Old Money. You would have put on, like, any song from Ultraviolence. You know what I mean? Yeah. Honestly, even Honeymoon. No song from Honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I think, do you have a favorite unreleased song?
Basic, but Put Me in a Movie. I really liked that one.
I'm also basic. I love Queen of Disaster, and I love, Meet Me in the Pale Moonlight.
Oh, yeah, no, that
song is so good. Yeah, so... I'm trying to think if we have... I feel like we broke this down pretty well.
I feel like, yeah, we covered it.
I'm pretty proud of us.
We didn't really stray from the path.
We did not. We did not stray from the path. It's funny. I think that... The only thing I get upset about is... I hate that it's a trend now to like Lana Del Rey because it's going to go out of style. And then I'm still going to be here liking it even though I liked it before it was a trend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then it's like, I don't want to be like Chugi for liking it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want Lana Del Rey to become a Chugi thing.
Yeah, I don't think she will. I think this is...
Yeah.
I think people have always liked her, and you've probably managed to like her throughout the years, even when she was more popular at certain phases.
Right.
Like, when Norman effing Rockwell got released, I feel like a lot more people were listening to her.
Yeah.
But I feel like her music lasts beyond the trends, and obviously she's always going to be releasing new stuff, so it's not like...
Yeah.
It's not like certain artists, like when a dead artist blows up, and you can't...
No, I know.
You can't listen to the new stuff.
I kind of think, though, that she might be done soon.
I think she might be, too.
Because she was hinting at, like, in Swan Song, she hinted about, like, being done with music. Mm-hmm. And then she still has all these albums. I feel like after this, like, she might... After these two albums come out, like, she might be done. Because, like, I just feel like she's not someone who, like... I feel like she did her work and, like...
She's not a lifetime career.
No, and she's not. And I feel like, also, she's the type of person where she sees herself, like, not living past the age of 30. And she's here past the age of 30. And she's mm-hmm. like, okay, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I kind of get those vibes from her. And I also think, like... Well, do you like Taylor Swift? I don't even know.
I love Taylor Swift.
Okay, to bring it back to Taylor Swift, I have, like, a bad feeling that Taylor Swift is going to be done after she releases all of her albums.
I wouldn't be surprised. She's been around for so long.
And the
music industry hasn't treated her kindly, like...
No, not at all. And the thing is like, she's been fighting so many battles for mm-hmm. so long, like, the copyright and everything. Like, she just has so many, like... I feel like she's going to wear herself out, number one, and number mm-hmm. two. Like, I don't know, like, what direction she would go in next.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she just, like, covered, like, unless she becomes fucking, like, if she starts releasing stuff like the Arctic mm-hmm. Monkeys or something, like, where is she gonna go with it? I don't know. So.
No, here's the thing. I could see Lana Del Rey taking a longer hiatus. Like, I don't know if you know Vampire Weekend, but they, like, dropped off the grid. They released one album in 2013, dropped off the grid, didn't come back till 2019 with a different album that sounded completely different. And so
I do know them. I never noticed that, though.
No, literally, like, they just were absent.
Which one is the one in 2009? There's one in 2009 that was so good. It's called like Hannah Hunt or something. That song. I love that song.
Hannah Hunt. Yeah, that's. And then I really Modern Vampires of the City, but that was 2013.
Yes, so that was a really good album. And then what is it like? Well, Campus obviously the basic one. And then
yeah, the original self-titled album.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good ones. Yeah, I like that band. I forgot about them.
I think they could. But I definitely could see her doing something like when she drops off the grid, comes back with.
Oh yeah, because I feel like she just needs like the dramaticism of it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she just needs, like, the effects, like, the dramatic effect.
It'll be, like, a little Stevie Nicks.
Oh, for sure.
Fleetwood Mac disappears. Done. No, comes exactly. back.
Yeah. Full swing. Good for her. If she does, I will be upset, but I feel like she'll come back and it'll be good.
Yeah. And if she'll probably do features and stuff like that. Like, she does have a lot of influence. I think, especially when you're looking at the rise of, like, the new sad girl era with, like, Billie Eilish and stuff like that, I feel like...
She is Billie Eilish's inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like,
blueprint, yeah.
She's bound to influence and, like, reappear in newer artists.
And I feel like she influences Claro. Claro, I've never heard Claro say anything about her, but I feel like Claro, like, there's definitely, like, roots that she could have taken from Lana with some of her stuff.
Yeah, no.
Like, some of it, not all of it.
Certain songs,
you know? Okay, thank you for coming on the pod as well. No problem. I feel like, remember, like, Shane and Antonio, like, the pod, like, Intelligent Talks?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I feel like this.
This is our Intelligent Talks.
Yes, this is our Intelligent Talks. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.